Happy Saturday and welcome to Advanced Living. This is Ken Lesser, thrilled to be your host again this Saturday with some more good goodies to share with you. I am so happy and honored. And as we begin to give reverence with a prayer that guides me to help in support of you and your lives, Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. And then, when I'm on target and bring you value, which we want to do week after week and love to get your feedback that we're helping you, then we get to hear things like,
"That was easy."
There we go. Now, this week, I wanted to do a little bit of follow-up on the wonderful time that I had with you last week sharing some things about powerful processes from the world of neuro-linguistic programming on ways to improve your quality of life, use more of that untapped potential in the brain, and be stronger in your ability to guide that process, to take control of that instrument. I want to follow up with you because there's some really key concepts to share that can be very, very easily taught and learned and integrated. And I'm not sure how, as you hear these things or share them later with another person and listen to them together, that you're going to find this useful and valuable information. I don't know. I just know that consistently, as I've worked with clients and taught classes over the years, that these simple concepts, there's a lot of ahas to be had in it and some wonderful, wonderful things to take place. I'm just curious, how many of you out there have ever felt stuck or felt like, you know, there was just some kind of yuck. You'd been in some interactions with people and kind of felt drained or didn't feel complete on things. And we know, like in the baseball metaphor, when we want to move on, they say that you can't get to second base with 1 foot stuck on first base. So if you're going to move on in your lives, when we complete one thing, it's really important to address that energetically. And I want to share with you a process that is so very powerful. Especially so many of the listeners are caring, deeply caring, warm, affectionate individuals who, when they get involved in each, as you get involved in each other's lives, you really put your heart into it and a lot of caring. Sometimes when that happens, people have ended up feeling drained in the process. And of course, the real truth about it is that the objective when we're giving is not so much to give from our own cup, but we are provided by a wonderful divine source, whether you call it God or Buddha or universal oneness or just something. You can name it whatever you want. that there is some great creative source out there supporting each of us all the time. And that energy that is freely provided gives us an opportunity to really tap into vast abilities and great accomplishments beyond the scope of what we could do personally. And there's countless examples of people doing phenomenal things. The little old lady that could barely lift a bag of groceries, but the husband working on the car in the driveway, it falls off the jack stand and is laying on her husband and lifts the car off of him and pulls him out from under it. A fella that was trapped in an airplane when it crashed, and there's a seat belt that's holding him in, and the cabin is filling with smoke, and within 30, 60 seconds, it's going to be consumed in flames. And there's the seat belt is a big, rugged seat belt that takes 5,000 pounds to really tear it. It's very, very strong. And the person just literally rips the seat that seat belt off and gets out of there. There's so many phenomenal things. So here we have an opportunity that when we're doing our giving is to, one, hold the concept in mind that we're actually going to be able to tap into this energy source so that we're not depleted in the process of giving. And another one that is so important is understanding a concept of the way it's appropriate to give in the physical realm versus appropriate to give in an energetic realm. Let's say, for instance, you will go out to lunch with someone and you have a special book and you give that to them as a gift. At the end of the lunch, when you're parting company and going your separate ways, you wouldn't say to them, okay, have a great day, Bill or Susie, and give me that book back. You didn't just give it to them for them to hold during lunch. It was a gift, and it's theirs to keep. So in the realm of physical things, that's appropriate for a person to keep that gift. When people are interacting in the energetic realm and our individual energies mix and mingle, when that interaction is completed, and that might be a pleasant interaction with someone that we love in person, it might be an interaction with someone at a distance. It could be a long ways off, and they can be on what we call this side of the veil in physical form, or they can be on the other side of the veil and be there, and I'd like to say there in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Any type of interaction, once it's completed in an energetic sense, there's one phrase, a key phrase that I want you to keep in mind. It's one that you've heard before and you may not have applied in this way. The phrase is, get ready, to thine own self be true. Now, I know you've heard that before. This is not a big shocker to any of you, right? However, I don't know how many of you have really, really yet begin to apply this to yourself in interactions with each other. And the way that's applied, one form of it was shared with me by a wonderful minister out of San Francisco years ago. And this is when I was doing a fire walk. I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's a pretty fun experience to walk barefoot across a 10-foot bed of blazing hot coals. It's just like walking across your barbecue, except it's a 10-foot barbecue. Well, anyway, what Lori had shared with me was that so often people with a giving, caring heart end up overgiving energetically and being drained to their detriment. And so there's a couple of simple, easy to do things in the process that I'll share with you. And it's all based on a reality that says in the realm of giving, when you are giving energy and exchanging energies with another person, at the completion of that interaction, then you return to your own energies and they return to their energies. So here's a simple thing that was suggested that I have found great, huge success with clients over the years. Let's say you've gone out to lunch with someone and it's been a fabulous lunch, and then they're going off and you're going off. The process would be one in which after you've parted company with them, you pause for a moment and make a statement, something like this. It doesn't have to be these exact words, but this is the energetic intention. You say something in terms of, I now return to you your energies in a kind, loving way. And then in your imagination, you actually multisensorily, as we talked about last week, see their energy being returned to them. And in multisensory terms, if it had a color, what color might it be? If it had a shape, what shape might it be? If it had a temperature, a texture, if it made a sound, if it had a fragrance, any of those things. And so it might be wonderful dancing sparklies with a beautiful musical theme playing. It could be angels. It could be butterflies. It could be just anything that your mind creates, that you really give it that vivid multisensory experience. And this can take place when you do it a few times. You can get really good at it, and this can only take place in 10 seconds, and you can be complete with it. It may take a little longer the first few times that you do it. So what? You're learning something, and you're good at learning. So you would just say, if their name was Susie, Susie, I return to you your energies in a kind and loving way. And then you imagine those going back to her. And after some period of time, and it might be 5, 10, 30, 60 seconds as you get into this and begin to learn it, you feel a sense of completeness. It's like, okay, I've given back her energies to her. And then phase two, oh boy, yes, phase two, you get to then make another statement and say, and I reclaim for me my energies in a kind and loving way. And then you imagine coming from that person, and it could be a rainbow. Oh, I love singing rainbows. Or you name it. You just get to think of something wonderful about the energy that you had given them, that energy coming back to you and filling you in all the right places, the left and right, the up, the down, the in and out. You name it. It just gets to go in and fill and complete you. And you take whatever time it needs, and generally it may be a 30, 60 seconds. It might be a little longer the first time you do it, or this process can be done with people where you may have a relative that's passed on, or a loved one that's passed on, and there may be some incomplete things. And this process can literally be done, and it might take you 15, 20, 30. I've had people that took 60 minutes to complete this process, and yet when it was done, to really reclaim your energies and to release their energies unto them. It's a powerful, 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 important thing to do. Now, in addition to these two steps, yes, the old Texas two-step here, if you're in Texas doing this, these two steps, returning to them their energy, reclaiming your energy for you. Okay, you take and you do that. Now, is there more? Some of you are wondering. And yes, there is. The next phase of that, if you choose, and it's optional, sometimes very, very extremely helpful, is to do something in which there may be more of a clearing that would like to happen. And one of the ways to do that is a conversational clearing. And that would be, if that person, if you felt that there was some incompleteness, to imagine within you, whatever it is that you would need to hear from them, however you would need to hear it, some that you would feel complete with that person, or on a particular situation, or just complete with them totally. And you just literally, in this process, this is the beauty of creative energetic processes, is that you can select in your mind what it is that you would want to hear from them. They may never actually say this to you if they're alive in physical form, and that really doesn't matter, because when there's a connection from a place of holy intention, powerful, powerful things can take place. And this is all being done with love and caring and respect. And so you get to hear And there may have been things that you wanted long to hear from them and didn't. It may have been an apology. It may have been something related to an interaction where you wanted to be acknowledged, that acknowledgement, that appreciation, apologies, forgiveness, any of those areas. This is your opportunity in a powerful, energetic process to take the time to imagine that they are giving you those things, actually sharing that with you in the tone of voice. You can make a picture of them if you'd like. You can add musical background to it that would be perfect. You can invite whatever other energies you want, some on a spiritual basis. You might invite angels, archangels, Christ energy, Madre Maria, Mother Mary energy, Muhammad, just all kinds of different spiritual energies that you find holy and sacred, to add those into the process if you'd like. After you've heard these things spoken to you, said to you, and it really feels like a sense of completeness, and then it's time to move on to the final step in this, what would be the fourth step in the process, and that's where you get to say to them anything that you've wanted to say, that by saying that, you know that you are going to feel complete. On that interaction, on that circumstance, you may not ever get to say that. They may be passed on. They may be someone that you really couldn't express yourself. But to take the time to really state it, what it is that you wanted to say. Oh, it is so amazing. When you do this with person after person, and there may be a list, and anyone, sometimes we talk about carrying baggage, right? And I have to laugh. I thought to myself, well, you know, if any of you don't have enough baggage out there, then we could probably have some volunteers with some extra baggage share some of theirs with you. So please do let me know. We'll have a networking experience there, so we'll even things out. Most people are still in the process, and myself included, of refining and clearing and cleansing and learning so much more about our potential and the power that we've been granted in this physical form and this earthly existence. So when we take that time to speak to that person in that interaction and tell them whatever it is that we would want to say, knowing that in telling them that we'll have a sense of completeness. And when you do that, wow. I've gotten feedback over the years from hundreds of people thanking me for this simple and yet powerful process. And of course, the idea, as you get better and better at it, you can do this literally within a matter of seconds, especially steps 1 and 2, returning their energy to them, reclaiming your energy to you. And you don't always, in many interactions, steps 3 and 4 are not really needed. Quite often they're optional. And yet for some of the more intense interactions, that time of hearing from them something that you wanted to hear and sharing your heart, sharing your soul with them to complete things. So that is an invitation for you to take this information and apply it to some circumstances. And of course, I'd love to get feedback from people about how this works for you, how you're able to really find some release, find some cleansing and clearing, and find more energy, because the energy that we take is suppressing things that aren't complete. I don't know if you've ever seen this game at this carnival, whack-a-mole, where you get the big hammer, the big mallet, and something pops up, and you slam the hammer over there, and then up, something else pops up, and something else pops up. Well, that's just a lot of work trying to keep up with these things popping up. Or, you know, if you imagine for a moment a spring, kind of like a bed spring that you had, and you just had an individual one, and you put your foot down on it. I mean, it's something that you could definitely, with your weight, a bed spring, you could push it down, and it wouldn't be much to hold it in place. But the bad news here is, guess what? that really takes energy, that over time you need that energy for other things. And so whatever we suppress really takes energy from us that we could use in a better place. Now, sometimes, and this is especially good because of the topic, I don't know if any of you have ever been in a place where you might have had some judgment or resentment towards another individual or towards a company, towards a government, towards a people, some social circumstance. Just there's so many arenas in which there's an opportunity, unfortunately, to try to vent things in a way that isn't really effectively serving a purpose of making things better for all parties. Now, resentment, I know many of you, if you've been to different spiritual settings, there's advice that it's not good to do that. And it's so interesting, one of the most fun thoughts, and I hope you find this really fascinating and in a useful way to look at resentment. This one changed my life, and I'll share this and some others with you. Let's imagine a circumstance where there's someone, and we're a little upset with them, not a lot, but you know, there's still some upset there, and we're not thinking kindly thoughts towards them. If that kind of circumstance would ever go on for you, that's of what we call a mild resentment. Now, one of the things is having resentment for an individual, and I don't know if you've ever noticed that if you've been upset with a person, you may not be feeling so good, especially if you got real angry, you could lose your temper or just the anger within you, releases a lot of chemicals. I don't know if you folks know this, but serious work was done. An experiment performed. Mice in a laboratory. They were taken, and forgive me because I know this is for animal rights stuff. This is not the cup of tea. This is just important information of something that was done, and I hope it's not duplicated because we know it, and there's no more need to, you know, for loss of animal life on this. Here was the experiment. People were put in a room, and they got in a good mood. And they were just there happy, and they took a little bit of blood from them and injected it into laboratory mice. No effect. Laboratory mice went about their little laboratory mice days, and they kept appointments. They did whatever they were doing, you know, regular cheese breaks, you name it. Okay, they just had a great time. Then, same group of people, they got them upset. They told them whatever. Something, price of gasoline's going up, the government's corrupt, corporations can't be trusted, their favorite sports team was using drugs, who knows. Just something that got them upset in some way. Thoughts of greed, jealousy, resentment, anger, rage. Then a little blood was taken, like in the first example, and that was injected into laboratory mice. And guess what? I know. Within 2 minutes, those mice were dead. Yeah. The toxic release of chemicals into the blood when we're in a negative state of mind is so nasty, so toxic, that in that smaller setting of the body of the little mouse, it literally was a level of poison that could not be overcome, and it was fatal. So take that in for a moment and really realize that when spiritual masters talked about turning the other cheek, they weren't talking about weakness. They weren't kind of thinking, okay, you know, you got hit this one place, now let's get hit some more. They were really trying to give you some important advice about not having resentment or anger, because when you do, it just hurts yourself. And this is a powerful example, and I invite you to take this information and create whatever images or movies in your mind of it, so that when you think about it, you really get an important awakening about how powerful it is and important it is to keep a level head, to keep calm and peaceful thoughts, and to release anger and resentment and frustrations. Okay, so now the little saying that I think can also help you. It was shared by a wonderful, wonderful spiritual friend of mine, Dr. Roger. And what he said was that having resentment for another person is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Now, isn't that a laugher? You know, you just know in your hearts that that's true. And so take that in, please. I invite you just to kind of think through that thought and feel it in your body, having resentment for another person or a circumstance or an entity. It could be a corporation, could be a government. Having any kind of resentment is like taking poison and waiting for that other person to die. Yeah, kind of a bit of profound information there for me in my life, and I hope you find it of use in your life. Another fun way to look at some of this stuff, and I hope you enjoy some different examples, and as you hear different metaphors, different sayings, if you come up with any good ones or already know, oh, please, send us an email. Get on the website bbsradio.com or go to my website www.advancedliving.com and click on the contact us and send an email off to me. I'd love to get more resources and have more good things to share. One of the ones that I think is pretty fun, imagine for yourself, if you would, something that is like just this big, hairy thing. It's something that you're going to pick it up, and it's going to probably weigh about 50, 60 pounds. It's heavy, and it's bulky. It's kind of like a big sack of potatoes, like a 50-pound bag of potatoes, except it's bigger. It's about four times the size, and it's hairy, and it's smelly. It just has a foul odor to it. It just stinks. And it's kind of hard to hold on to because it shifts a little bit. And it's almost like a little bit of sand that flows to one side, the other, and there you are carrying this thing. Well, guess what? How about if we give that thing a name called a grudge? And give it a face and make it look pretty disgusting. And so in your mind, here's this big, hairy, ugly, smelly looking thing, and that's a grudge. And so the idea of you've been having some resentment or carrying a grudge for anybody, including yourself. Some of us are champion at beating up on ourselves. And wouldn't it be great if that was a high-paying job? I know I'd be a millionaire by now many times over. So anyway, so if you've been carrying a grudge, get that image in your mind and smell that smell and feel that weight. And, I don't know if you'd want to give it like the temperature, a oozy, kind of yucky. Just something that you're just going to get. Drop that. Drop it, drop it, drop it. Let it go. It's like in our theme, let go, let go, let it go, and let God, let love come and take over. So have some fun with using that example as a way to help remind you of letting go of stuff, and use this process to clear so you retain your energies and keep yourself in better balance when you've interacted with people. And remember, it's important to do that not just with someone. It makes sense to do the energy clearing immediately if someone upsets you in some way. Of course, that one's easy. It's also important to do it with loved ones. This could be your beloved that you have the most wonderful relationship. And you're off to work, or you're each going off to work and saying goodbye to each other. When you part company, to thine own self be true. Call back your energies unto you, give back their energies unto them, and you want them to be doing that with you. It's just a powerful, powerful process. And of course, when you're to your own self being true, it's not just you. You have a perpetual connection, in my belief system, to a divine source. Or just children of the universe. You can be agnostic, you can be an atheist. That's okay too. Just know that there is some interconnected force to the whole universe. And so never alone, always part of that interconnective force. All right. Now, as we take a moment to let you know, a brief update for next week. I don't know if you've had a chance to visit the website. And you're going, what is that, Ken? Is that advancedliving.com? Yes, it is. And, of course, the bad joke is that I got the name because I had made enough mistakes in the past that I said I'd tried retarded living, and it frankly wasn't much fun. So thus the name Advanced Living. And on the website, advancedliving.com, I haven't really mentioned this in the past, and it's a powerful, wonderful tool. If you go onto the website and you click on an area there where it says Energy Patch, there is a wonderful item called the LifeWave Energy Patch. And the LifeWave Energy Patch, oh my gosh, guess what? It's an amazing, amazing breakthrough. And what I'm going to do is have a guest on next Saturday, that'll be the 13th, to discuss in more detail with you about these tiny patches. And what's so interesting, you may have heard of nicotine patches that they absorb chemicals into the body, the nicotine. These LifeWave energy patches, it's actually a vibrational tool. The patch is totally sealed, and yet when it's next to the body and the body activates it, like two tuning forks, one that's vibrating and one that's not, and when they're on the same note and the vibrating one is brought near the one that isn't, there's a resonant energy transfer. And through literally a resonant energy transfer, this patch that is activated when it's on the body, it sends a signal like a mini broadcast tower into the body. And there's different patches, but the basic one that came out first is an energy patch that literally has made athletes stronger and given all of us energy. I don't know if any of you folks know a beloved friend of mine, Jack Canfield. He's one of the two of the Chicken Soup for the Soul people. He's a big fan of these patches and has worked out with them, and in his workouts he's stronger in the midst of busy days, has more sustained energy. And it's not like an energy from caffeine or any stimulant. It's just more excess energy, because what it's doing is it tells the body to take fat, long-chain fatty acids, and burn them to produce more ATP, which is the energy source for cells. Anyway, be sure to tell your friends, tune in on the 13th, that's a week from today, and we'll have a guest on that will get into more detail about that, and I know you're going to be really pleased and impressed. And there's, yes, some amazing things to be shared, like a patch coming out. There will be a facelift patch that will actually instruct the body to build more collagen, to renew the skin, to do that. It's amazing. All right. So more goodies on the way. The objective is to share with you some simple things, but they're powerful and they make a big difference in your quality of life. Now, when you wake in the morning, I'm really curious about if you have any rituals. I know for a period of years, my ritual was just groan and roll over and sometimes go back to sleep or push the snooze and wake up groggy. That wasn't much fun. And over a period of time and different studies, I've done some things that are really, really helpful as a way that while I'm still in bed, I'm still in that kind of sleepy state, to begin my day in a very, very positive way. Now, one reference point for this, on my website, if you go into advancedliving.com and to the button on the homepage, Bioelectric Shield, when you go into that section, at the bottom of that section, if you scroll down slightly, it's there. It talks about muscle testing. And there's two versions, a basic and a little more detailed. And the reason I'm referring you to that, you already know that I believe strongly in the importance of learning to do some muscle testing so that you can help yourself to make decisions that aren't based on someone else's recommendation as a that may or may not be in your best interest. Because, as Dr. John Diamond said, your body doesn't lie. And as Dr. Susan Levy said in teaching about kinesiology, your body can talk. So it's really important. And then on my website, what I did include in the more detailed section, which is really only about 3 pages of text, so more detailed, it's still pretty simple there compared to the long books about the subject if you wanted to get in depth. There's a section in there where if a person's energies are called what is called switched, there's some points that you can tap that helps unswitch the energies. And what's kind of nice to do is when you wake in the morning, is to tap these points. And also, I don't know how many of you have water by your bedside. It's wonderful to start the day. Literally, if you're able to, the recommendation from my friend Daniel, a nutritionist, is to start the morning with, get ready, a quart, 32 ounces of water, that while you're still in bed, you drink that. Because you want to hydrate the body and especially alkalinize it. You want to make sure that you're getting water that is pure and clean, also water that has plenty of good trace minerals and the regular mineralization. So one thing that you can do, many of the good folks out there, you probably are filtering the water, maybe using an RO type of unit, reverse osmosis, or getting distilled water, which is pretty clean. Unfortunately, RO water or distilled water, while they're very clean, without those minerals, you can perform an amazing experiment. In this experiment, if you took a wire plugged into the outlet and had a light bulb at the other end and took one of the two wires and cut it and then bared the two ends, so you peel back some of the insulation from the wire, so that if you touch the wires together, light would go on, and pull them apart, and take a glass of distilled water, RO water, stick those wires in there, and be surprised, if you will, or you may already know this, distilled or RO water won't conduct electricity. And so that's part of the importance of mineralization. If you take some drops of trace minerals with those wires in there, and begin to stir it around, guess what happens? Yes, you get to see the light go on. And as you add a little bit more minerals, you get more conductivity until the light gets bright and the normal amount of conductivity. Well, guess what? Whose body? Yours, mine, everyone's, right? All run on those electrical signals. And so if we don't have good mineralization, then guess what we're doing? Yep, we're literally like an old song, running on empty. Now, for the morning, if you have an opportunity, yes, have a quart of water and drink as much of that. And I know over time I've trained myself to where I love it. I enjoy, and it's a beautiful way to start the day. And in Vedic, Ayurveda, Indian medical practices, one of the suggestions if for Vata and some of the Pitta is to add a little bit of ginger to the water to add some heat to it for the body. So here we are. We're going to wake up, and based on that muscle testing point, there's two places that I'd like to invite you to tap onto. On the side of your hand, if you're looking at your palms, and you go down below on the side of the pinky finger, and you get to the bottom of the pinky, and there's a bump, and then just below the bump as you're going down towards the elbow, there's a soft spot, and that is the small intestine 3, or SI3 point from acupuncture. Now, that point is good to tap, and one of the ways to do it is to take the two points and turn your hands slightly at an angle so that you can still see your palms, but you can tap those two points against each other. And that's an important thing for stimulating the small intestine, as well as to help to balance if there is any switching that may go on in the body. Secondarily, another point to use, and you'll see it in that muscle testing area. A lot of stress and strain. People can just be dealing with some fears. The kidneys. Many different studies relate the kidneys to dealing with their ability to filter different things within our physical body and energetically to filter some of the traumas of life and the fears of life. If you rub on what is called the kidney 27 or the K27 point, that is great for stimulating the kidneys and is also paired with that small intestine 3 point for tapping, for clearing what can be some energetic imbalances. How do you find the K27? Some of you may be wondering. Very simple. If you come near the sternum on your chest, below the collarbone, and you go below your collarbone, between the collarbone and the first rib, there is a little soft spot in there. And you're about, I'd say an inch and a half, 2 inches out from the sternum, in that little hollow spot. And that is the K27. And you take a couple of fingers and you just rub in that area, so that way you can be on either side of it and really make sure you get it. And rub in a circular motion for about 30 seconds. That is not only great for an organ that is literally, for most people, under some stress in our modern world. It's a way to help bring some balance, energetic balance, to the body while you're still in bed. So you're not really dealing with the day. You're just taking some time, have some water, take some time, tap those couple of points. Very simple. And then there's another fun one. How many of you would like a simple way while you're in bed to stimulate your immune system? And this one was given to me by a dear, dear friend, and some of you may have heard of Reverend Hannah Kroger. For many years in Boulder, Colorado, she had a health food store, and the Chapel of Miracles Healing Center is still being run by her daughter. And she said, if you look at the gorillas and how strong they are, and their immune system is powerful and fabulous, what do? Thump their chest, right? Okay. So while you're in bed, take that moment and thump your chest. The Tarzan sound is optional. And depending upon how playful you are and who the neighbors or your partner in bed, your spouse or significant other or roommates, depending upon how much fun you want to have, you can all add in that full Tarzan yell doing that. And by gosh, it's amazing how much that'll not only awaken yourself, but others around you. Be careful about that, though. There could be some downside consequences that happen later, especially if you're letting them cook your breakfast. So that chest thumping, that was given by Reverend Hannah Kroger. That is a simple but powerful way to stimulate the thymus. And by doing that, just really helps a lot. And here's one. I put out this topic. Have you heard of what's called auricular acupuncture? Now, I hadn't until a few years ago. The term auricular is a way of talking about the ear. And what's so interesting is, and I don't know, many of you may know this. If not, then here's a piece of neat information to know about yourself. Our hands and our feet and our ears, all of the nerve endings from throughout the different organ systems of our body go into the hands and feet and ears. So what can we do with that? Well, while you're laying in bed and still getting ready to leap forward with awesome energy for the opportunity of a new day that God has granted us, what does some of the ministers say? This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, okay. Well, I kind of like that idea. I don't know if you're right quite at that level of exuberance yet, so you know, we can always build towards that. One that's fun, and if you haven't had this done, if you haven't had someone rub your ears, then I say do it for yourself. Just to take time between your thumb and forefinger to go over the ears or use fingers and just rub in the ears and stimulate. Because when you're doing that, one, it feels good. Two, you'll notice that literally it's enlivening. You can be kind of groggy and sleepy, and you take time to do that, and it can take 30 or 60 seconds, and wow. I mean, one, it's just the goodness of giving yourself a treat of starting the day with something that feels really good, right? That's nice. Let's set a tone for our day. And then two, on top of it, to notice that, geez, this is stimulating in a positive way. It feels really good. And what you may not have known is that you're literally touching the nerve endings throughout your entire body, helping to send good energy literally throughout yourself. Now, some of you are probably sitting there going, uh-huh, yes, well, what if I say some nice things to myself while I'm doing this? Fine. Go right ahead. I don't mind. Some of you creative people, have fun. And if you're not creative, then fine. That's okay, too. You can be taking time and just imagine what someone else might be saying to themselves that would be nice. Or if you want to while you're doing some of these things, yeah. You know, so you can say, thank you. Insert your name. thank you, Bob. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Susie, for doing this wonderful time with me. And this is an option. It's just kind of a nice thing that some people find that instead of typical self-talk, some folks, their self-talk is unfortunately a little bit nasty because there's stuff that's going on. We all have issues. We all have problems to deal with. And sometimes that turns into self-talk or internal dialogue that's not fit for publication. And so here's an opportunity to give yourself not only something that's stimulating and awakens you in a positive way, but to do it such that you can even add into it either music that you would play through a stereo system or music in your mind. Call to mind some favorite songs, something that would be beautiful, and really use the good Dolby in your mind and turn up the sound in a way that just, it can resonate within yourself. Yes. Have some fun with all of this. Experiment and know that you can add different things along with this massage of those ears. That's a powerful, simple to do, and yet watch. I know you'll thank me time after time because of how good this is for you. Another way that you can further do this, and this came from training in Kundalini yoga, they would invite us after doing what's called Savasana or Savasana, depending upon how it was pronounced, would invite us as we're laying on our back to get ready to get up. And we would take, while laying on our back, and pull our knees up and then bend the bring the bottoms of the feet together and our hands together. And we would rub our palms and the bottoms of our feet and rub them vigorously until there was just some warmth, some heat. Okay, ooh, yes. And, of course, as previously mentioned, what's so good about that is it is actually further stimulating the energy points in the body. And then after the hands were nice and warm, the suggestion is to take them, place them over the eyes, and just let those eye muscles receive that nice, wonderful, wonderful warmth. I hope you enjoy the fun of doing these, and if you found some other special ones, there's additional ones that I've done that I can share with you sometime. Things that are from Kundalini yoga, different to meditations or different chanting things. And yet, hopefully what we're doing with this is giving you some nice ways to really make a difference. So when you awaken, tapping the small intestine 3 point on the side of the hand, rubbing the K27, the kidney meridian point, up on the chest, below the collarbone and between the collarbone and the first rib, just about an inch and a half, 2 inches off the sternum, and then doing that chest bump. Oh, yes. and then rubbing your ears, that auricular acupressure. Okay, someone can ask you, what are you doing? Instead of saying, I'm rubbing my ears, you can mention, you know, with the, and use, you know, that maybe that, that tone of voice. Yes, I am doing auricular acupressure. And then to rub the hands and the feet. Any of you ever heard of or done breath of fire? Oh, that's a wonderful kundalini breath that we'll have to get into some of the different breathing exercises as we get ready for another show. We've about completed our time with you today, and I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity, and remind you, take a moment, go visit, I invite you to go visit advancedliving.com. There's so many positive things there for your well-being. It's my commitment, my devotion and service to my Lord, my God. My pledge is to do everything I possibly can to bring quality into your lives and to share with you ways to implement things that you can do simply, quickly, and effectively, so that when you're done, what do you get to say?
That was easy.
Right, that was easy. So wishing you a blessed, productive, happy, healthy week. Look forward to you returning again on the 13th, where we'll be more fully discussing the LifeWave energy patches. In the meantime, you can go to advancedliving.com and click on that energy patch button and take a look and get a little advance on that. Wishing you a blessed week. Goodbye for now, my beloved listeners.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.